Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Robin Young is in North Carolina today and will be joining us with the story of an Iraq War veteran who is dreaming of opening his own business, and that dream is finally coming true. But we begin this hour with the string of deadly bombings in Egypt, nearly 3 years to the day from the start of the revolution that toppled dictator Hosni Mubarak. That sound of ambulances racing to the scene of one of four bombings today. Authorities had beefed up security across the capital leading to tomorrow's anniversary of the start of the uprising. They even closed off Tahrir Square. That was the heart of the 2011 revolution. But still, terrorists were able to attack police targets across the city, including in Giza, the site of the famous pyramids. An Al-Qaeda-linked group has claimed responsibility for most of the attacks, but there are many questions about who did this. I spoke earlier with the BBC's Sally Nabil in Cairo and started by asking if there's any more sense of who it was.
Absolutely no idea about the rest of the attacks, because the first explosion hitting the police headquarters was the biggest in terms of the size of the damage and also the number of the casualties. Actually, this is not the first time that Ansar Bayt al-Maqdis militant group based in the Sinai Peninsula to claim responsibility for such attacks in Egypt. Just 1 month ago, they have claimed responsibility as well for a big blast targeting the security or the police headquarters in the city of Mansoura in northern Egypt in the Delta. This attack of last month has also a high number in terms of casualties. Lots of people were killed and injured. So we have two attacks targeting police headquarters in less than 1 month.
But many people are blaming the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, this is something that they deny, right?
Exactly. The Muslim Brotherhood has just issued a statement today via their Twitter account saying they are absolutely peaceful protesters. They condemned by all means today's attacks all around Cairo. However, we have to note that the people here in Cairo, they see all Islamist groups as one package. They do not differentiate between the Muslim Brotherhood and Ansar Bayt al-Maqdis militant group. They just see the Muslim Brotherhood as the main party to be accused. They believe that the Muslim Brotherhood stands behind all the security disturbances Egypt has been witnessing recently.
Now, why was there not enough security? Because the government knew that there might be attacks leading up to the anniversary of the uprising tomorrow.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. And the significance of this attack is not just about how big the damage is or how high the death toll is. It's about the place, the location. The militant group was able to hit hard in the heart of Cairo, in one of the buildings that is supposed to be one of the most well-secured all around the country. However, we have to note that today is a weekend and the blast took place around 6:30 a.m. at a time when the guards were being changed. And actually, it's not just the police headquarters. I'm standing now in front of the Museum of Islamic Art. We have to note that it's one of the most important museums for Islamic arts around the world. And the size of the destruction I'm just seeing in front of me is absolutely immense, huge. Glasses has fallen off. The ceilings inside seem to be absolutely destroyed. We have an initial cost damage of more than $15 million.
But it appears, from what I'm reading, like that may have been an accidental part of this, right? That was not a target. That's across the street from the target, right?
Exactly. We have the two buildings facing each other, and some of the ways people see this explosion today, that perhaps due to some security measures in the police headquarters, the suicide bomber who was driving the car, the car didn't manage to get very close to the police headquarters, so it was his second target after the police headquarters.
Sally, we've heard that after these attacks that people started spontaneous demonstrations in favor of General el-Sisi, who has taken control of Egypt after the Morsi overthrow. Is that true, and what are you seeing?
It's absolutely true. Up till now, people are holding the Egyptian flag, are holding pictures for General Sisi, believe, and we have just right now above us in the sky a military helicopter hovering around. The people believe that the army is their savior from terrorist attacks, as they call it. They are holding pictures for General Sisi. They are also holding pictures for the Minister of Interior. They are holding the Egyptian flag. They are saying that they are absolutely determined to go out tomorrow, and they are absolutely determined to carry on with the roadmap. And actually, this goes along with what the Egyptian government has been saying since these attacks were carried out. The Prime Minister, the Minister of Interior, they said that the Egyptian people will not be intimidated by these blasts. They will go out tomorrow to celebrate. However, we cannot be sure because the number of the blasts today is relatively unprecedented. Cairo hasn't seen this in a very long time. And let me quote one of the people on Twitter. I've been going through Twitter and Facebook to see reactions. One of the girls was saying that as if we are back to the 90s. Here again, it's another military helicopter hovering in the sky, just above the police headquarters and the Museum of Islamic Art.
BBC, Sally Nabil joining us from Cairo. Sally, thank you so much.
Thank you.